with a clown. Okay, so again, so learning is the Lunashama of Malka's father, that's Nisim ben Sutana, and the Lunashama of my grandfather, Yitzchak ben Binyamin, Zichron Levracha. Okay, so we're on Daf Kuf Chaf Dalet tonight. Kuf Chaf Dalet. Let's take a look. Okay, so we're at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is two lines above where it gets wide. The Mishnah says, Manithin, Kol HaKelim Nitalim L'Sorech V'Shol L'Sorech, that all Kalim, so we don't know what the Peshat in this Mishnah means. It's somewhat ambiguous, but the Gemara is going, I'll explain it the way the Maskat of the Gemara is, and then we'll see in the Gemara as it develops out. It means if I have a Kli Shemalachto L'Isur, a Kli that I'm not allowed to do Malacha with it, let's say like a hammer is a nice example, so I can take it L'Sorech, I can move it if it's L'Sorech Gufo, L'Sorech Makomo, and I could also move it Shelo L'Sorech, I can move it Let me start again. It means kol kelim nitalim. It means if it's kli shemlach to leheter, so if it's kli shemlach to leheter, so then I can move it whether it's the sorach gufo or the sorach makomo, and that would be the sorach. Or if shlo the sorach, I can even move it. Mechama letzel, from the sun into the shade. I want to protect it. And then it's going to come out that kli shemlach to leisur, I can move letzorach gufo makomo. Rav Nechemya omer, ein nitalin el letzorach. Rav Nechemya says that only a kli shemlach to leheter can be moved, and can all move letzorach, means for the, we learned already, for its designated purpose. Then I can move it. Okay. So now let's take a look. So the Gemara says, my the sorach, my shalom the sorach. So the first question of the Gemara is, what does the Mishnah mean? What is the sorach? What shalom the sorach? So I'm a rabbi. The first shot is rabbi, which is not the way we're going to follow. The sorach devar shemlach to leheter. The sorach gufo. He says, the sorach means I have devar shemlach to leheter. The sorach gufo. In other words, let's say I have a plate I used to eat on. That's a kli, and it's shemlach to leheter. So if I want to use it, the sorach gufo, so I'm using it either as a plate or I'm using it to smash nuts, that I'm allowed to move it. He says, Shlo Litzorech, the Varshalach Laheter, the Sorach Makomo. He's the way that Rabbah is learning, if it's Shlo Litzorech, it means the Varshalach Laheter, the Sorach Makomo. I don't need the plate for anything, but I need the space where the plate is, so I'm allowed to move the plate because I want space on the table. With the bar shemlach to the isur, the sorach gufo in the sorach makomo lo. And Rabbi says, but if it's a bar shemlach to the isur, so that I can only move it the sorach gufo. In my example with the hammer, I could move the hammer because I want to crack nuts with it. But the sorach makomo lo. If the hammer is in the seat and I want to sit in the seat, I can't move the hammer according to Rabbi. And Rabbi is l'shita to. We had Rabbi Shita at the top of yesterday's daf. We did it Monday night, and then a drop we had it on Tuesday. Rabbi holds that kli shemlach to leisur, you can only move the tzorach gufo, not the tzorach makomo. Okay, now, va'ati Reb Nechemya lemeimar, again, this is Rabbi still continuing with his pshat in the Mishnah, and Reb Nechemya says, v'afil devar shemlach to leheter, even if it's devar shemlach to leheter, it's a kli, like, let's say like a plate or whatever, so he says, the tzorach gufo in, the tzorach makomo lo, I can only move it, according to the way Rabbi, the way he understands Reb Nechemya, I can only move it the tzorach gufo, if I need the object. I can't move it for tzorach makomo. All right, so that's the first shot with Rabbah. So the key with Rabbah is, like, at the end of the day, he only permits kli shemlach to leheter, he only lets you move for tzorach gufo makomo, that's limited, and kli shemlach to leisur is always less than that. So kli shemlach to leisur is only for tzorach gufo, not tzorach makomo. That's the basic idea. Now, the Gemara says, amalei Rabbah, so Rabbah says to Rabbah, he says, tzorach makomo, shol tzorach kari light. He says, according to your pshat, when it says in the Mishnah, shlo litzorech, you can move it shlo litzorech. So if you need the machom, you're calling it shlo litzorech. He says, I don't think so. In other words, if you need tzorach gufo, tzorach makomo, I think that's litzorech, not lo litzorech. He says, elama rabba, rather rabba says, and again, ela is like a delete, we're going on, elama rabba, and here's the pshat. This is the pshat that, you know, that we're going to hold the maskana, and you should remember this. Elama rabba, litzorech, davar shemlach to leheter, ben litzorech gufo, ben litzorech makomo. So Rabbi conflates what Rabbi said. Rabbi said that Tzorach meant the kli shemlach leheter, I can move with Tzorach gufo. Shlo Tzorach, he meant kli shemlach leheter, I can move for Tzorach makomo. So within Rabbi, that all got conflated into the first part. Rabbi says Tzorach means I need kli shemlach leheter, I can move with the Tzorach gufo or Tzorach makomo. Shlo Tzorach, But and I could also move it shelo letzorech, and that's bapilu mecham letzel. In other words, even that's called less of a need. That's the way we view that object. In other words, like the top need, I need to use the object. Less need, I need the place. Lesser need than that, I move the object from the sun to the shade because I want to protect the object. That's a lesser need. So he calls that shelo letzorech. So if it's devar shemalach to leheter, so I have three elements that I'm allowed to do with the kli shemalach to leheter. I can move it letzorech gufo, I can move it letzorech mekomo, and I can move it mechama letzel. Now, devar shemalach to leisur is going to be less than that. We know which way it's coming now. But devar shemalach to leisur, letzorech gufo, letzorech mekomo in, mechama letzel lo. So devar shemalach to leisur is going to be a little bit less, because you're not going to have as much of a heter with devar shemalach to leisur. So that we're going to come back on mechama letzel. He says, "Va'atu Reb Nechemya le'Meimar," and the way Rava understands the Mishnah, the third opinion, Reb Nechemya comes to say, "Va'fil devar shemalach leheter letzorech gufo letzorech makomu in." I can mechama letzel lo. Devar shemalach leheter. Reb Nechemya is very machmir, so I can move it letzorech gufo. But remember, letzorech gufo according to Reb Nechemya is only for its designated purpose. That's the way it comes out. So a plate, I can only move. I want to eat on the plate. I can't move the plate to crack nuts with the plate. And I could also move the plate for Sorek Makomo, but not Mechama Letzel. Not Mechama Letzel. Okay, let's welcome Michael. Welcome everybody. All right, let me just repeat again for Michael and summarize for everybody. So we're on Kuf Chaf Dalet 124a, and we did the Mishnah in the first piece of Gemara. So it came out that we're trying to understand what the Mishnah means, that kol kelim nitalm letzorech shlo letzorech. So basically it comes out to machloket, what it means between Rabba and Rabba. According to Rabba, kol kelim nitalm letzorech means kli shemalach to leisur, I can move letzorech gufo, that's letzorech, and I can move it also, I didn't say right, kli shemalach to leheter, I'm sorry, kli shemalach to leheter, I can move letzorech, I can move letzorech gufo, and I could also move it, shlo letzorech, he says, is letzorech makomo. That's what he says, shlo letzorech, according to Rava. But if it's kli shemalach to leisur, I can only move it for tzorech gufo. That's the way Rava understands it. Let me leave Reb Nechemya out of the equation because I want to focus just on this, on we're not going to pass on like Reb Nechemya, so I want to focus on Rava. And then the way Rava takes it, if it's kli shemalach to leheter, so the way Rava has it, the first opinion, kli shemalach to leheter, I can move for tzorech gufo makomo. Kli shemalach to leisur, I can only move for tzorech gufo. In other words, kli shemalach to leisur is more circumscribed than kli shemalach to leheter. According to Rava, kli shemalach to leheter, I can move for three reasons. I can move it tzorech gufo, I can move it tzorech makomo, and I can move it mechama letzel, from the sun to the shade. And as a corollary to that, let's say I want to have it in a more protected place. That's also like the equivalent. I can move it to a more protected spot. So, and then kli shemalach to leisur, I can move for tzorech gufo makomo. Okay, whose question comes to the thing we did? Okay, let me keep moving. Now, okay, everybody with me? We're on the eighth wide line on Kuf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. So Yativ Rav Safra, Rav Acha Bar Huna, Rav Huna Bar Chanina. So we have these three Chachamim, Rav Safra, Rav Acha Bar Huna, Rav Huna Bar Chanina, sitting together. V'yativ Bekamri. They were sitting and they said, L'Rabba Alibet Reb Nechemya. Now, according to Rabba's version of Reb Nechemya, Reb Nechemya says, Ekli Shemalach to Laheter, I can only move, according to Rabba, the Tzorech Gufo. Means I can only move it because I want to eat on it if it's a plate. That's the only way that I could use it, according to Reb Nechemya. That's the way Rava understands Reb Nechemya. And the way Rava understands Reb Nechemya, I can move kli shemalach to leheter, the tzorech gufo or the tzorech makomo, okay? But tzorech gufo means for its designated purpose. So he's focusing on Rava's hesber. He says, the Rava libet Reb Nechemya, hani karod heichim metaltalinan. Says, how do we move our dirty dishes on Friday night? Now, again, this is within the opinion of Reb Nechemya. Now, the article mentioned, and I think I mentioned the other night, but even if I didn't, that the Ritva says, remember when we went through the different gzeirot, that using kalim to eat on was not part of the whole gzeira with the muksa. In other words, you could have a heter for that. Reb Nechemya doesn't apparently agree with that. So they said, so according to Reb Nechemya, plates that I ate on, and now they're schmutzy, they're dirty. So Reb Nechemya is the kli shemalach to leheter, but I'm only allowed to move it letzorech gufo for its intended purpose. I can't move it to put it in the sink or anything like that. I can't move it off the table. So according to Rava, so if it's tzorech makomo, I want to use the surface of the table so I can take the dirty plates off the table, because according to Reb Nechemya, because he says tzorech gufo, tzorech makomo. But according to Rava, So it's only for Sarakufo. So how do I move the dirty plates after my meal on Shabbos? Not to wash them, but how do I get them off the table? So Amar Lehu Rav Safra. So Rav Safra said, Mi dehava, dehava gerif shel rei. It's like a chamber pot. So it's also like an exception to din muksa, something which is very repulsive. In other words, like soa is muksa on Shabbos. But if a person has a gerif shel rei, a chamber pot in the house, so you're allowed to pick it up and take it outside the house because it's so disgusting. That's an exception that the Chachamim carved out. So the dirty plates would fall under that exception. It's disgusting. I want to get it off the table. He says, Amar li Abaye the Rabbah. And then we have a similar conversation. The Abaye says to Rabbah, so Rabbah is the opinion that we were focusing on, that Rabbah is the one who says that Reb Nechemya, who's very circumscribed, that even Klish Mach Leheter, I can only move for Sarek Gufo. He says, Lamar, Libet Reb Nechemya, Hani Karod Heichim Etaflin Lahu. So he asked Rabbah directly, how, according to Reb Nechemya, are you allowed to take off the dirty plates from the table on Shabbos? Amar li Rav Safra, Rav Safra Chavrin Tirgama. So he says, Rav Safra, like our Chaver, our colleague, he's already explained it. Like he explained it a few lines ago in the Gemara, Midi Dehava Gerev Shel Rei, like Gerev Shel Rei. Okay? All right, now let's move on. Now, Efe Abaye LaRava. Now, Abaye is posing a question to Rava. So again, Rava says, Kli Shemalachto Leisur, I can move it Sarach Gufo Makomo. That's what Rava says. And Rava said, Kli Shemalachto Leisur, I can only move for Sarach Gufo, not Sarach Makomo. All right? So Efe Abaye LaRava, Medocha, Im Yesh Pashu Metaflinota, Abim Lavi Metaflinota. So this is the brice that we did yesterday. It was in yesterday's daf. We have the Medocha is the mortar. It was like this bowl that I'm crushing the spice in it, not crushing on Shabbos, but that's what I use it for. So it's Kli Shem Lachto L'Isra. I'm not allowed to crush spices on Shabbos, but I have some little garlic left in it. So he says, so the Brice says, Medocha Miyeshva Shu Metathlin Otav, it has some spices in it, I can move it on Shabbos, and that's a whole discussion, but the idea, one way to understand it is that it has something with Heter, so I can move it. He says, V'im Lav Ein Metathlin Otav, but if not, I can't move it. So the Gemara takes it that even if I need the Keli, you know, to sit on, I can't move it. Aim it like across the board. I can't move it if there's no garlic in it. I can't move it. Now he says it's a Kli Shem Lachto L'Isur. Now according to Abaye, who's following Rabbah, he'll say Kli Shem Lachto L'Isur. I can only move for Sarach Gufo. I can't move for Sarach Makomo. So I'll explain the Bryce is talking about that. I want the space and I can't move it. So Abaye has a simple pshat in the Bryce. That I need the space, I can't move it because he's following Rabbah. He says, but according to you, Rabbah, why can't I move it? Sarach Gufo is loud, Sarach Makomo is loud. So Hachamai Askina Mecham on the tail. So Rabbah will explain that the Bryce is talking about moving it Mecham on the tail from the sun into the shade. I want to protect the Keli. So that you're not allowed to move with a Kli Shem Lachto L'Isur according to Rabbah. And that's the case that Rabbah will say. Remember, we learned a different shot in yesterday's daf. We had one shot that it was Muksamach Man Chisaron Kiss. But here we're explaining with this sugya. Now, Eifei, then Abaye asked him another question, was also based on the Braisa, which we had done yesterday. Vishavin Shim Ki Seva Labasar Shasru the Taltalo. That this was talking about on Yantiv, that both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel agree that if a person cut meat on this pestle, but the pestle wasn't like the picture of the pestle, like the narrow thing. It's like a flat board that I use to crush grains. So if I cut meat on it, so Basil says I can cut meat on it because for Tzorech Yantiv, Beit Hillel carves out that exception. But they both agree if I already cut the meat on it that I can't move it. So Abaye will explain that it's talking about I can't move it. I need Tzorech Makomo. I can't move it. It's Kli Shem Lachto L'Isur. She says Hachamai Askina Mecham L'Tzel. So here too, Rav will explain that the Bryce is talking about that I want to move it from the sun to be in the shade. And that I cannot move. It's Kli Shem Lachto L'Isur. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, let me keep moving. Now, Efe. Now, we're asking another question. This is going to be a question Vahadit Nan. So Vahadit Nan, this is going to be a question against both Shitot. And both sheets that are going to run into problems. He says, so again, so if it's Kli Shem Lachto L'Isur, according to Rabbah, I can move Betzorah Gufo. And according to Rava, I can move with Sarah Gufo Makomo. That's the way it came out. So he says, Vahatidnan. Now this is a Mishnah in Masechet Beah. Masechet Beah is also known as Masechet Yantav. It's all the Dinim of Yantav. Vahatidnan, Ein Somchin HaKdeira B'Bakad, B'Chein B'Delet. The Mishnah says that on Yantav, I can't support a pot with a piece of wood, and I can't support the door with a piece of wood. I don't like wedge the wood underneath it. I don't know, maybe I want to keep it shut. I can't do it. So the Gemara asked, "Babakat to be Yom Tov to Varsham Lach to Lehetterhu." A piece of wood on Yantiv has a licit reason for using it on Yantiv. In other words, I'm allowed to put fuel in the fire on Yantiv, right? It's Sorech Ochal Nefesh. I can cook things on Yantiv. So it's Davarsham Lach to Lehetter. Alma Davarsham Lach to Lehetter, Bein the Sorech Gufo, Bein the Sorech Makom Asur. So it's coming out now. If I want to use this wood to support, so the wood is the bar shemalach to leheter, because I could throw it into the fire on Yantiv. And yet, I want to use the wood to support the pot. I want to use the wood to support the door. And yet, I'm not allowed to do that. Now, they both agree, leaving out Reb Nechemia, they both agree that the bar shemalach to leheter, according to Rava, I could move it, according to Rava, I could move Sarah Kufa Makomo. And according to Rava, I can move Vitzorah Gufo Makomo and Michama Letzel. It was Davar Shemlach to Leheter. And here we have Davar Shemlach to Leheter, and I need it for Tzorah Gufo. I want to use it for a different purpose, and I can't. That's a kasha against both of them. This Mishnah doesn't seem to work out well with either Rava or Rava. So the Gemara says, Hatamai Taima. The Bach has Hatam Hainu Taima. He says, over there, the reason is, Kim the Shuat Davar Shemlach to Leeserhu. On Shabbos, a piece of wood is the bar leiser. I can't feed the fire on Shabbos, so it definitely is not good on Shabbos. He says, Gzeira Yom Tov Atu Shabbat. So the Gemara says that we're making one blanket rule for Shabbos and Yantiv. We're not going to have a different din of Muksa for Shabbos and a different din of Muksa for Yantiv. We're going to have, at least with this, so that's what the Gemara wants to say. So since on Shabbos it's Muksa to do it, so too on Yantiv it's also Muksa to do it, even though technically on Yantiv it should be permissible. That's what we want to say. So the Gemara says, V'chitema Shabbat Gufa Tishtri, Daha Dabar Shem Lachto L'Isur, L'Tzorah Gufa L'Tzorah Mekho Shari. So the Gemara says, but on Shabbos it should be permitted to use it, even if I assume it's Dabar Shem Lachto L'Isur, but Dabar Shem Lachto L'Isur I could use for Tzorah Gufo. So why on, so on Shabbos I should be permitted to, you know, use it as a support for the pot or to, as a wedge for the door. He says, Hani mila hechadi ketorit kli alav. Yeah, that's only if it's called a kli. It has to be shalach shem kli. Hechale ketorit kli alav lo. So again, so we're saying like this, that we have dinim, if it's kli shemlach tole isur, then I can move it for tzorah gufo makomo, according to Rava. And according to a rabbi, I can move with Tzorech Gufo. So here we're talking about using it for Tzorech Gufo. If I'm using it as a support for the pots, I should be allowed to do it if it's Kli Shemlach Tole Isur. But the Gemara says it's not a Kli Shemlach Tole Isur. It's worse. In other words, things that aren't food, in other words, objects that aren't food and that aren't Kalim are Muksa Machmat Gufo. In other words, they're inherently called Muksa. In other words, if it's not food and it's not a keli, let's say I have a stone, right? So a stone is not food, a stone is not a keli, that's inherently Muksa. And I don't have the heterim to move it for Tzorech Gufo Makomo that I do by Kli Shemlach Tole Isur. So everything, it's always important in halacha, but especially by Dinam Muksa, to carefully define all the categories, what you're dealing with. So the first yisod is, I have to say, is this a Kli Shemlach Tole Isur? So a piece of wood is not a Kli Shemlach Tole Isur. It's not a keli. It's nothing. It's just a piece of wood. So it's inherently Muksa. So I can't use it for Tzorech Gufo Makomo because that heter is only by Kli Shemlach Tole Isur. Okay, now let's see back in the Gemara. So the basic idea we want to say is that on Yantiv, technically you would be allowed to use it, but since on Shabbos you can't use it, we're making a blanket gezeira to make Yantiv the same as Shabbos with Dina Mamuksa. So the Gemara says, Umi Gazrianan, do we make a gezeira like that? Is that the way we make a gezeira? He says, Bahatnam, we learned the Mishnah Masechet Beah, Mishilin Peiro Derech Aruba B'Yom Tov Alo B'Shabbat. So here's an example. It's not exactly Muksa, But let's say I have peiro. Peiro doesn't mean fruit here. It means produce. I have grain that's drying on the roof of my house, and I see the rain clouds coming. It's yantiv. So the Mishnah says, on yantiv, I'm allowed to do this tircha. It's not so much tircha, but I can do a little tircha to take the grain and drop it down my skylight so the grain will be rescued from being soaked in the rain, because I want the grain to dry out. But on Shabbos, they didn't have that heter. So here we see, it's not talking about muksa per se, because it's not muksa, but it's talking about a din in tircha. But there's a difference in dinim between yantiv and Shabbos. On yantiv, they gave me a break. On yantiv, on Shabbos, they didn't. So the Gemara says, but the Ar Yisod is, we want to make it all the same. So the Gemara says, Umilo Gazrinan, don't we make it all the same? But Hatanan, we learn in the Mishnah, is also Masechet Be'ah, Ein Bein Yotel Shabbat El Ochel Nefesh Bavad. The only difference between Yantiv and Shabbos is Ochel Nefesh, that I could do the Malacha, prepare for Ochel Nefesh, but it means on the Dinim de Rabbanan, they should all be the same. That's the way we understand the Mishnah. So here we have one Mishnah which teaches me there's a difference between Shabbos and Yantiv, and one Mishnah saying they're all the same. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef lo kasha. Rav Yosef says there's no contradiction between the two Mishnayot. Again, one Mishnah says that I could take the grain and lower it down the skylight on Yantiv, but not on Shabbos, which is a difference in Din and Shabbos, at least by Tircha. And the other says that, no, Ein Bein Yantiv and Shabbos, the Ochel Nefesh, otherwise everything's the same. So Amar Rav Yosef lo kasha. Rav Yosef says there's no contradiction between the two Mishnayot. Ha Rav Lezer, the more stringent one that says, the second one that says, Ein Bein Yantiv and Shabbos, that follows the Tana Reb Lezer, and Reb Lezer we know is a Shmuti, he follows Beit Shammai. He says, and the more lenient one that says that I could lower the grain down, Ha Reb Yeshua, that follows the Tana Reb Yeshua. He says, the Tani, we learned the Bryce, and we had this Bryce a few days ago. I don't know why it's not marked off here on the side of the Gemara, but we had it a few days ago in the Gemara. I don't know why it's not Eichesichen for you in the Gemara. He says, the Tanya, Otovia ben Oshnaflu Labor, if I have a mother and its offspring fell into a pit on Yantiv, so I'm not allowed to shech the mother and the offspring on Yantiv. I can shech one, but not the other. He says, Reb Lezer Omer, Ma'alet Arishon Amanat L'Shochto. Reb Lezer says, animal one, I could pull out with intent to shecht it, B'Shochto, and then I'll shecht it. He says, V'Hasheni Yosel L'Parnasim Komo, B'Shlosh Lo Yamut. The second one I'm going to have to leave down there. And the reason I can't move the other one, it's a tircha. In other words, I can't do a tircha. It's a tircha pulling the animal out of the pit. And I'm only allowed to those tirchas, like if it's a tircha for Tzorach Yantiv, then they give me a heter for it. But it's not Tzorach Yantiv, even though the animal might die in the pit. But Ratana Reb Lezer says, I'm going to feed it and hopefully it'll work out well. I don't know. I can't guarantee it. But that's the way it's going to have to be. So Reb Lezer doesn't cut me any slack, even though I might have a financial loss. So he will think that he's not going to agree with the halakha about lowering the grain through the skylight. He's going to be Ein Bein Shabbos L'Yantiv El Ochel Nefesh. Yeshua Omer, Ma'alet Arishon Amanat L'Shochto. Yeshua says, look, I have an eitzah for you. You'll take out the first one you pull out with intent to shecht it, Ve'eino Shochto, and then you won't shecht it. Umarim, and then you'll enter with subterfuge. You'll say, you know what? This one looks too scrawny. I like the other one better. He says, Umalat Hashemi. And then you'll pull up the second animal. He says, Rav says Shochet, Rav says Shochet. And then I can check either one. So we think that it's going to go, that Rabbi Yeshua is cutting me some slack on Yantiv to avoid financial loss. And the same Rabbi Yeshua, we think, would hold that I could lower the grain through the skylight on Yantiv, but not on Shabbos. Because we see that Rabbi Yeshua is willing to cut me some slack on Yantiv. And Reb Lezer, who's not willing to cut me any slack, we think he'll hold like the second Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Bimai, who says the two cases are at all comparable? He says, Dilma ad kam l'kamar Reb Lezer hatam il de'efshar l'parnasa. And he says, maybe Reb Lezer says, leave the animal in the pit. I'm not going to cut you slack because I can feed it in the pit. And it's not all is not definitely lost. Maybe in this case, by Yantiv, maybe Reb Lezer would say, like, if the rain is coming, I'm afraid the rain, like, it's going to cause damage to the grain, cause me financial loss. Maybe he would say, I could lower it through the skylight. Maybe so. Who says it matches up? Inami, or in the alternative, he cuts me the slack because there's a plausible hesber with subterfuge. I could say, you know, at least plausibly, I want an animal A. Now I change my mind. I want animal B. So that's to the onlooker, it looks like plausible. Maybe Taka, that's the way it was. He says, Aval Hechad lo efshar baharama, but where harama isn't possible, like lowering that grain down, lo, maybe Rishu doesn't hold that I could lower the grain through the skylight. So anyway, so that's a dead letter. So that Hesber did not work out. So again, we're trying to reconcile these two Mishnayot one Mishnah seems to make a chiluk between Shabbos and Yontiv, that I can lower the grain through the skylight when I'm afraid the rain is going to get wet. In the rain, the grain will get wet. And apparently, I suffer financial loss from it raining on the grain. Again, when the grain has been harvested, then when it's growing, the rain is not going to harm the grain. But once it's been harvested, then it could damage the grain. We have the other Mishnah that says, everything is the same. So the Gemara says two lines from the bottom. Elo, Amara Papa, Lokasha, Habet Shammai, Habet Hillel. The one Mishnah is going like Beit Shammai, and one Mishnah is going like Beit Hillel. So Beit Shammai is the one who's going to have the stringent opinion, say, Ein Bein Shabbos Leyantiv, that's going to be like Beit Shammai. And the one that says I could lower the grain, that's going to be like Beit Hillel. That's going to be like Beit Hillel. All right, now let's take it in a minute. Ditnan, because we learned in the Mishnah, Beit Shammai Amrim, turn page. Now, this Mishnah is also Masechet Be'ah. So it's talking about on Yontiv, you want to do carrying on Yontiv. Beit Shammai holds, on Yontiv, I'm only allowed to carry if it's for Tzorach Ochel Nefesh, for food purposes, that I can carry. I can't carry for any other purpose on Yontiv, according to Beit Shammai. So, Ein Motzin in a Katan, Beit Lulav, but say for Torah, Lashon HaRabim. Beit Shammai says, on Yontiv, I can't carry a child from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim. I can't carry the lulav from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim, and I can't carry a Sefer Torah to the Rishus HaRabim. It's because it's nothing to do with Ochel Nefesh, so I can't carry any of those things. Beit Hillel Matirim. Beit Hillel is Matir. If you remember, Beit Hillel holds, Ho'ov Huchra the Sorech, Huchra Namish Lo the Sorech. Beit Hillel holds that if something is permissible for a Sorech Ochel Nefesh, I can do it even if it's not Sorech Ochel Nefesh, but it has to be a Sorech Yontiv. So if I need, let's say, the Lulav, I need to bring Lulav to somebody in another location, I could do it in the Sefer Torah. In other words, if it satisfies a valid Yontiv reason, Beit Hillel says I could do it. So we think right now, in essence, Beit Shammai is saying that the din of Shabbos and Yontiv are pretty much the same, except for Ochel Nefesh. So I can't carry on Yontiv unless it's Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. So that Beit Shammai, we think, will hold like that second Mishnah, Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Tov Ela Tzorech Ochel Nefesh, or Ein Bein Yom Tov LeShabbos, right? Ein Bein Yom Tov LeShabbat Ela Ochel Nefesh Bovad, that'll be like Beit Shammai. And the other Mishnah that holds like lower the grain, we think will be like Beit Hillel. Now, the Gemara says, now the second line from the top, so Amar deshamet le Beit Shammai hotzah. So the Gemara says, yeah, but it's like apples and oranges. You're telling me it didn't Beit Shammai, that's hotzah, carrying is a malacha on Shabbos, and according to Beit Shammai, it could be a malacha on Yontiv as well. He says, tiltul mi shamet lehu. We're talking about just like the tircha, not taking from one rishus to another rishus. Did they ever say that I can't take grain and lower it through the skylight? That's a horse of a different color, right? That's just extra tircha. So you proved to me, yeah, you're right. Well, the malacha did that, you got me, but you didn't say that they wouldn't subscribe to that. So the Gemara says, "V'tiltul gufo lav mishum hotzahi." So the Gemara says, "Isn't tiltul in essence a corollary of hotzah?" In other words, the fact that that I can't move things from one place to another. Let's take a look at Rashi on the second white line. Tiltul lav tzorech hotza bitmiya hilkach im mizalzel betiltul mizalzalet behotza. So if you're mizalzel with a tiltul, you'll be mizalzel with hotza. All right, one minute. So he's saying like this, Yeah, the only thing is, in other words, Lechori, he's saying, when it talks about tiltul, it usually talks about muksa. When the Gemara refers to tiltul, it usually means muksa. So according to the Ravid, the dinim and muksa are connected to hotzah. According to the Ravid, that the dinim and muksa are a getter for hotzah. We want people to be very sensitive so they know not to carry things. But the way the Gemara here, the way I understand it, the Gemara is saying that the tiltul, which here the tiltul would be the like moving the grain through the skylight. In other words, that's a type of tiltul, but it's not a din in muksa, but it's just a tircha. but that's also like a type of corollary. It's also connected to Hotzah. That's what the Gemara wants to say. All right, let me, one second. Okay, let me pause. Okay, so again, now let me just summarize for a second. So according to the conclusion, that says that the Mishnah says that I can't support the pot with the wood on Yontiv, and Rabbi says we're equating the laws of Yontiv and Shabbos, that's following Beit Shammai. So Beit Shammai is the one who said that everything is the same and that I can't support the pot with the piece of wood. That's the way it's coming out. And we pass it like Beis Hillel, and then it would be everything. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? What's up? Anybody? All right, let me move on. Now, what's up?
So the concept of Efsed Merube, it's only
repeat again. The concept of what?
The concept of Efsed Merube.
Efsed Merube, what about it?
The produce on the
yeah, yeah, but what's the question though?
The Efsed Merube is only for Midei Rabbanan, can be used only for Midei Rabbanan on Shabbat.
It's a very, very general question you're asking me. Hefsed Merubah is a din that does come in halacha.
But in Shabbat, can it enter in as a consideration on Shabbat, as an halachic factor on Shabbat?
Yeah, so here it seems like, well here the Gemara did not apply it for Shabbos, but it could be, I'd have to see the case.
On the roof.
The heter there was only for Yontiv, not for Shabbos. The heter there was only for Yontiv. Even Beis Hillel only permits it on Yontiv, not on Shabbos. Yeah. So, but in other words, you were asking, isn't there a kula on Shabbos? So, didn't we have a different case by Shabbos with Hefsed Merubah? Didn't we have another case?
Especially, I imagine a drought, and imagine a case of a famine where produce is very important.
We had coolers for the person who has the fire in his house to tell people to take things out. I'd have to see the case, Olivia. Okay. Let me pause with that. Okay, let me move on now. All right, now we're on the fourth line on Kuf Chaf Dalim Beis. Okay, but Af Rav Sabar Lo Lahad De Rava. Now, Rav also subscribes to Rava. Rava says that the Klishim Lachto LeYisur, I can move for Tzorach Gufo with Tzorach Makomo. That's the way Rava understood it, and that's the way we hold Halach L'maisa. So the Gemara says Rav also agrees with Rava. Rav is actually before Rava, but Rav is Tofes that Shita. He says the Amar Rav Mar Shlo Yiganev Zeu Tultul Shlo Tzorach VaAsur. So Mar is a hoe. So let's say I want to move the hoe on Shabbos. A hoe is Klish Machtol LeIsur. I want to move the hoe to a safer place where it won't be stolen. So he says, you're not allowed to do that. In other words, that's the legal equivalent of Mechama Letzel. I can't move it. So the Gemara like weighs every word that Rav says. So Tama Shlo Yiganev, the implication is, I can't move a hoe if I'm moving it so it's in a more secure location. Aval Lesorach Gufo, Lesorach Makomo Mutar. But the implication, you know, of Rav is that if it would be Lesorach Gufo Makomo, he would matir it. The only reason he can't move it is Shema Yiganev. But Lesorach Gufo Makomo, you could. Okay, Ini, is this true? Baha Rav Kahana Ikla Lebe Rav. Rav Kahana came to the house of Rav on Shabbos. Ba'amar, and Rav said, Aitu le shutu lekana le tevale. Bring a trap for Rav Kahana to sit on. So he says, Lav lemeimra, the Dabar Shemach le Yisru, the Sorach Gufo, in the Sorach Makomo lo. And it was, why did Rav say, bring the, like, then there was a weighing every word that he says. And he's saying, like, bring, like, he says, bring the trap. And he says, bring the trap so he could sit on it. That would be Tzorach Gufo. So we think Rav was making a point that I can only move the trap, which is a Klish Machtel LeIsur, if it's Tzorach Gufo. So if that's the case, Rav does not follow Rav. He follows Rav with a hay. So he says, the servant called low. So the Gemara says, Haki Amar Lahu. He says, no, that you didn't get the case right. What Rav said was, Shkulu Shuta Mikame Kana, not bring a trap. He said, remove the trap from where Rav Kahana is, in other words, so that he could sit down. So it's Sorach Makomo. In other words, he didn't say bring the trap. He said remove the trap. And in other words, they want him to maybe sit on the floor or whatever, and the trap's in the way. So remove the trap. So that's moving a davar klish machtel isur for Sorach Makomo. Or be'ibayt ema, or else you could say, hata mechama letzel hava, that the case was that the trap was in the sun and was in danger of being, damaged. So Rav did not hold it. You could move the trap for that purpose. So he said, though, but you could move it for Rav Kahana to sit on. So he said, bring it for Rav Kahana to sit on. He meant not, you can't move it from Mikama Letzel, but in this case, we need it to sit on. That's permissible. Okay. Now, Rav Mari Barachel, Havalehahi Be Sadyuta B'Shimsha. So Rav Mari Barachel had these felt pillows that were in the sun, and there was a concern that they would get damaged. So again, here we have Kli Shemalachto Leheter. Kli Shemalachto Leheter, I can move it Sarah Gufo, I can move it Sarah Pankomo, and I can move Mechama Letzel. I can move it, take it out of the sun. Atalakami de Rava, he came before Rava, Amarle, Maulu Tatulinu. What's the lach? Am I allowed to move these pillows? So Amarle Shari, he says, you have a green light. That, but in other words, he says, Itli Acharina. So he says, but I have other pillows. In other words, if it would be for Sarah Gufo, I don't need it Sarah Gufo because I have other pillows. So Sarah Gufo isn't going to fly. He says, so he said, Chazul Orchin, but it's still Ra'ui for guests. So it could still be Sarah Gufo. He says, Itli Nami L'Orchim. I have others for guests as well. So the way that Rava understood this is that he, the Makshin, and then what's his name? This is Rav Mari Barachel. So Rava understood that Rav Mari Barachel really holds like Rava, and that Kli Shemalach Leheter, I can only move for Sarah Gufo Makomo, not Mechama Letzel. So he says, so from your questions, the way the give and take from your questions to me, I see that you hold like Rabba. You hold that Kli Shemalach Leheter, the pillow is Kli Shemalach Leheter, but you can only move it Sarah Gufo. You don't need Sarah Gufo. You don't need Sarah Makomo. You don't need the Makom. You can't move Mechama Letzel. This is Mechama Letzel. He says, L'kuli Amashari, so for everybody, it's permissible, L'dida Chasir, but for you, it's Asur. So he meant that since I see that you follow Rabba, so Mamela, it is Asur for you. Okay, I'm a Rabbi Abba, I'm a Rabbi Barashi, I'm a Rav. Machbeidot Shomelta, Mutar L'Tafla B'Shabbat. So Machbeidot Shomelta means like cloth brooms that they would use to sweep up the table. It's Kli Shemalach Leheter. Everything, just think of the categories. Kli Shemalach Leheter. That I can move on Shabbos. Aval Shel Tamara Lo. But if it's a broom that's made of like the date palm tree, how does he translate? He says, brooms of palm leaves. So that's the way the brooms were made out of. So that's used to sweep the floor. That we take it as Kli Shemalach to the Isur because the floor will have uneven, like dirt floor, they'll have uneven parts. And Mamele, you'll come to me Mash for Gumot. So inside a house, it's Melechet Bona. So he says, let's see back in the Gemara. So he says, Aval Shel Tamara Lo. So in other words, Kli Shemalach to the Heter, I can move. Kli Shemalach to the Isur, I can't move. So he says, Reb Lazar Omer, Afshal Tamara. Reb Lazar says, no, even the Kli Shemalach to Isur I can move. So we're around the sixth very wide line, Michael. So, B'mayaskin, what are we talking about? Elam of the Surah Gufo and Surah Makomo, if we're talking about that he needs the broom, he wants to use the broom for a purpose, or he needs the makom where the broom is, B'halim of Rav Shal Tamara Lo, does it make sense that Rav would say you can't move the date palm broom in that case? Because Rav holds that Kli Shemalach to Isur I could move for a Surah Gufo Makomo. He says, Vaharav, Karabasfirlay, Elamichama Letzel. So you have to say, we're talking about that the reason you want to move the broom is from the sun to the shade or to bring it to a more secure place. And since it's Kli Shemalach to Isur, you're not allowed to move it, Mechama Letzel. So Rav says, the date palm broom I can't move on Yantav, Kli Shemalach to Isur, Mechama Letzel. So the Gemara says, Bahalim, Reb Lazar, Afshel Tamara. So does it make sense that Reb Lazar would say, that I could move the date palm broom. In other words, he'd be more lenient than anybody we know. So the Gemara says, Leolam Mechama Letzel. No, it is talking about Mechama Letzel. Aim of Echenomar Reb Lazar. Not that Reb Lazar disagrees, but Reb Lazar agrees, not that he disagrees, but he agrees with Rava. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right. I'm going to move on. Okay. All right. We're at the next Mishnah. And again, don't forget, tomorrow night we're at 6:35. Tomorrow is Tanis Shabbos Arbatamas. Okay, 6:35 tomorrow night. Okay, the eighth wide line on Kuf Chaf Dalan Mud Beis in the Mishnah. So Manitin, Kula Kilim and Talim Shabbat, Shivrei Nitalim Mahen. all kelim that can be moved on Shabbos, they're fragments. If the keli broke, they can also move the keli. We'll see in a minute. Uvachu osin me'ein malacha, provided that they are still usable for malacha. So we don't know what the case is in the Gemara, but it's going to come out whether they broke before Shabbos or on Shabbos. I can use these the fragments, if I can use the fragments as a keli, from i.e. shivrei areva lachsopahen epi hachavit. Let's say the mixing bowl broke, but I can use the broken pieces to cover a chavit, cover a barrel. He says shivrei zechuchid, a broken glass. So he says lachsopahen piapach. I can use it to cover. I can cover a flask. They said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So we don't know this yet, but it's going to come out that Rabbi Yehuda holds, if they broke on Shabbos, so Rabbi Yehuda holds their nolad, something that's being created on Shabbos. So he holds nolad as muksa. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I can only move them if they're going to have a purpose similar to the original purpose. Then it's not nolad. Shivri areva latzuk latochan mikveh. So if it was for a mixing bowl where I use for dough, so I could use it to put some porridge in. Porridge is like a thick, you know, like sort of, you know, fluid type of food. It's like similar to dough. Mishal zechuchi latzuk latochan shemen. And glass, if I could put oil in it, that's also similar to what the original purpose was. Otherwise, it's nolad. Okay, so we're going to clarify in a minute in the Gemara, but obviously we're talking about muksa. and the issue is going to be, the issues are using a broken keli where it still has use, and then the other issue is going to be nolad if it breaks on Shabbos. Okay, that's the general broad approach. All right, so the Gemara says, the first wide line in the after the Mishnah, around the 20th wide line in Kuf Chavdal Beis. So Gemara, I'm going to read Mar Shmuel. So the Gemara quotes a statement of Shmuel, which the Gemara is going to revise. Machloket Shnishmu Meir of Shabbat. The Gemara thinks that the machloket between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is when the kalim broke on before Shabbos on Friday. Demar Sabar Me'ein Malachtan in Me'ein Malacha Acheret Lo. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that when it breaks before Shabbos, I can only use it on Shabbos if it's performing a similar function to its original function. Umar Savar, Afil Me'ein Malacha Acheret. And the Tanakama holds, even if it's performing another function. So it means that we think that Rabbi Yehuda thinks when the keli breaks before Shabbos, so my intent is to use it for its original purpose, and now it broke, I'm not like, you know, changing my mind unless I specifically, you know, designate it for that purpose. And the chamin hold, no, it broke, everything is open. Aval nishbru Shabbat, but if the keli broke on Shabbos, divrei akol mutarin, everybody holds it's mutar, hu muchan al gababien mutar, that it got grandfathered in with the original keli. So let's say it's a mixing bowl going into Shabbos, we think, so it breaks, so it wasn't muksa going into Shabbos, not muksa on Shabbos either. That's what we think. So motiv Rav Zutrai posed a kasha against the Shmuel, what we think is Shmuel's Hezber, from the following brisa. The brisa says, masikin b'kelim, vei masikin b'shivrei kelim. Now, on Yontiv, one can feed the fire b'kelim with utensils, means wooden utensils. Vei masikin b'shivrei kelim. I can't use, in other words, wooden vessel. So I can throw a wooden vessel into the fire on Yontiv as fuel, but I can't throw a broken wooden vessel into the fire on Yontiv because it's muksa. That's what the brisa says. So Dinishbru Emot, when did, focusing on the broken keli, when did the keli break? Elaim Dinishbru Me'er of Yontiv, if I say the keli broke before Yontiv, a wooden keli broke before Yontiv, Eitzim Ba'almaninu. So that's just wood. So it's obviously fuel. I'd be able to throw it into the fire. Elav B'yomtiv, is it not talking that it broke on Yontiv? B'katani Masikim B'kelim, E Masikim B'shivrei Kelim. So I see Mefurash in the Brisa that there is a Tana that holds that when the Kelim break on Yontiv, and by analogy they break on Shabbos, that there's a Tana that holds that they are Muksa, and I can't go forward with it. And L'chora, that Tana is going to be Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah. So Ela Yitmar Hach Yitmar. So the Gemara revises its understanding of Shmuel, who made the original statement. So what Shmuel really said was, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Machloka Shishbu B'Shabbat. The Machloka between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, when Kalim break on Shabbos, and now I have all these fragments on Shabbos, Demar Sabar Muchan Hu, the Tanakama holds that's Muchan, That's it's it, in other words, going into Shabbos, it was part of the mother keli, so it's not muksa. So now too, it's not muksa. Umar svar nolad hu, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it's nolad. Welcome, Fern. We're on Kuf Chaf Dal Amud Beis, around 15 lines from the bottom. 124b, around 15 lines from the bottom. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda. Now remember, we spoke about this in the past. Rabbi Yehuda itle muksa. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda holds a broad. He's got a broad definition of muksa, and Rabbi Shimon lately muksa. So Rabbi Yehuda holds is it a concept of nolad? Nolad is like something new gets created on Shabbos. So if the keli breaks, he holds that's nolad. That's a whole new item that didn't exist when Shabbos Yonta began. So it's muksa. He says aval mi erev Shabbat divrei kol mutarin. But if it breaks on erev Shabbos, everybody holds the keli mutarin. Going into Yontiv, it was already designated for whatever purpose it was designated for, so I could use it that way. All right, now the Gemara has Tani Chada. We learn in one brisa, Masikim Kelim, May Masikim Meshivrei Kelim. This brisa we had a few lines before. So the brisa says, I can feed the fuel, the fire, on Yontiv with Kelim, wooden Kelim, but not broken Kelim. V'tani idach, we learn another brisa, k'shem shemasikim b'kelim, kach masikim b'shivrei kelim. Just like I could feed the fire with kelim, if they break on yantiv, I could feed the portions to the fire. V'tani idach, he masikim lo b'kelim lo b'shivrei kelim. I learn in the third brisa, I can't throw a keli into the fire, and I can't throw shivrei kelim into the fire. So the Gemara explains all three brisas. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, the first brisa that says I could feed the fire with a keli, but I can't do shivrei kelim. That's Rabbi Yehuda, the same Rabbi Yehuda our Mishnah. He holds from nolad. So if it's a whole keli, so that's kli shmalach to the heter. So I could use it for tzarek gufo, and it's yantiv. So I could take the whole keli, and I need the gufo, and I'm going to throw it into the fire. But if it's shivrei kelim, Rabbi Yehuda holds that's nolad. Nolad, and it's a whole horse of a different color, and now it's muksa, and now I can't use it anymore. Ha Reb Shimon, the second brisa that holds that I can use the kalim and the shivrei kalim, that's Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon doesn't hold from nolad. Lately muksa, he doesn't hold. He has a more circumscribed view of muksa. Ha Reb Nechemya, the third brisa, which is most chamor, that I can't use the kalim or the shivrei kalim, that's Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya we had yesterday and we had today. He holds a keli, even if it's kli shemalach leheter, can only be used for its designated purpose. So if it's a chair, I can only use the chair to sit on. I can't move the chair for any other purpose. And that's Reb Nechemya is talking about a klish. I didn't say right a minute ago, but he's talking about a klish nachal heter. I can only move for this designated purpose. Okay, all right. Okay. Any questions on what we did so far? All right, I'm going to move on. Okay, 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Nachman. Honey, livnei di shtayer mi binyana charlotatulinu. He says, let's say I build a structure and I have like building bricks, like cinder blocks, whatever they are, and now I have leftover cinder blocks. So he says the leftover cinder blocks are not muksa on Shabbos or Yontiv because the ra'ui like to recline on. They'll use it as a seat, whatever the block is. It's a large block, or maybe think of like the Herodian stones, like at the Kotel, like I'm building a house that way. I had, I ordered from the stonemason 100 blocks. I only used 90 of them. I have 10 extra of these big stones around. So he says, so then it's not muksa because it's ra'ui to sit on, and mistama, that's what I have in mind. He says, dechazu lemizgalayu, sharginu, but if I stack them, now I stack all the things, like I line them up, vadai aksinu. Now, by I'm revealing my intent that I'm intending to use it for building purposes, so now it is muksa. Am Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, cheres kitana. Now, I have a small shard, mutar l'tatel b'chatzer, aval b'karmelit lo. So, we're talking about the chatzer. Let's say the chatzer is murevet, so I can carry in the chatzer, but he's talking about an inyan of muksa. So he wants to say, remember we said that according to Reb, or it might have broken even before Shabbos. So I have the piece of cheres. The cheres is ruil as a lid. I could use it for different purposes. So he says so I can only move it in the chatzer because in the chatzer, I have lots of pots and things like that, has common usages. He says, if I'm a Carmelite low, but I can't move that cheres in the Carmelite. The Carmelite I can only carry within Dalet Amot, but I can't lift it up in the Carmelite because it's unlikely to have anything that I could use it in the Carmelite. So now it gets the muksa status in the Carmelite. That's the way That's the way Rav Nachman Leib Shmuel is saying. So he's saying that objects could be non-muks in one location, muks in another location. He says, Rav Nachman Didei Amar, Rav Nachman himself said, he quoted Shmuel before, Philip Carmelite, he says you can carry it even the Carmelite, because he says that the Kli Cheres is really to cover over spittle. Let's say I spit in the Carmelite, so it's like the Carmelite is sort of like a semi-private area, so I might spit there, so I could cover, I want to cover over my spit with this Cheres. But Rosh Hashanah, he holds it would be muksa. He says people presumably wouldn't spit in Rosh Hashanah. But Rava Amar, who should rob him? Rava himself says, look, there is no this place, that place, the other place. Some of these other muksa are not muksa. So if it's not muksa in the chatzir, it's not muksa anywhere. He says, but as the Rava Latame, Rava follows the Shita. He says, the Rava Hava Ka'azil, it should be Baristika de Mechuza. Rava was traveling in the marketplace of Mechuza. If Asai Misan Etina, on Shabbos, his clothes got filled, got muddied. So Atashame Shakal Chasva Kamachaperle. So his servant, his attendant, found like a broken shard on the street in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and he took it to scrape the mud off of Rabbi's clothing. He says, Ramu Be Rabbanan Kala. So the rabbis who were present started screaming, "Hey, Shabbos going, Shabbos going." he's taking the muksa object and cleaning his clothes with. So he says, Amar, so Rabbi said, Lomastai lo gemiri, it's not enough they don't have learning, that they don't know that it's not muksa. He says, Migmar nami migmare, they take it upon themselves to teach that which isn't true. In other words, they don't have learning for themselves, and that which they're teaching isn't true. He says, Ilu b'chatzer havoi, Milo habachazi lechasui b'mana. If I was in a chatzir, wouldn't it be ra'ui to cover like a pot with it with it? So he says hakanami chazidi. So it's ra'ui for me here as well. So Rabbi clearly holds that if something's not muksa in place A, it's not muksa anywhere. Amar Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel the gufet chavit she nichtato. One minute. She nichtato. Right. So the way it comes out, if you look in the Bach, where's the Bach? Yeah. So look in the Bach, Aleph, the way the Bach has it, Shenichtata hi ushvareha, mutar. So it means the way the Rashi understands it, the chavit, the barrel broke, the lid is still intact, and I have all the shiver, the shvarim, the fragments of the barrel. Okay? So I have a broken barrel, an earthenware barrel, broken to a million pieces. And the lid, I still have the lid, and I have the broken pieces. So back in the Gemara. So Amar Shmuel, Lugu v'chavit shenichtata hi ushvareh mutar l'taltil b'shabbat. So the way the Bach has it, that I'm allowed to carry the lid, and I'm allowed to carry the fragments on Shabbos. Tanin amihachi, megufa shenichtata hi ushvareh mutar l'taltil b'shabbat. So I can move it. I can move it on Shabbos. He says, "Velo yispot mimena shever lechasot ba erakli v'svot ba karimita." But I shouldn't take a fragment. Let's say the fragment has sharp edges. I shouldn't try to like smooth off the sharp edges because then it'll be makib apatish. In other words, it's like usable as a keli. But he says, "V'im zrakaba ashba asur." But if I throw the shard in the garbage can, so then it becomes muksa because I'm revealing that I want to use it. So Maktiflo Rapapa Elamiata Zarikli Lagleme Hakanamidas. What do you mean? If I throw my jacket in the garbage can, does my jacket become muksa? Elama Rapapa, rather Rapapa says the top line Kufka Payaman Aleph, Imzarkami Baod Yomla Ashba Sura. If I threw it in the garbage can before Shabbos, then it is muksa. In other words, if I'm showing something in the garbage can and I'm showing that I don't intend to have any use this anymore, then it is muksa. Then it's muksa. All right.
It's the opposite of minamuchan if you throw it in the garbage.
Right, 100% correct. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? All right, so again.
I have a quick question.
Yeah, what's up?
When he's scraping the mud off the clothes,
right.
I mean, I always was concerned about cleaning any clothes in Shabbos. It's not malbin or liquid?
No. So the way I understand it, let's say there's a clot of dirt on the garment, like mud. So he's scraping off the mud. He's not washing the garment or anything like that. But it's just taking the clot of
dirt. So you can wipe your, if food falls on your lap and stuff, you can just wipe it with your hand.
Right.
That's not cleaning. It's not considered cleaning.
You could scrape it off, like scrape off the food. Absolutely.
Okay. As long as you don't use water, right? As long as you don't use water. Water, right, you would be
right, malbin. Right, okay. Right. Water is the kiss of death. All right. All right. So let me end the recording. Let me end the recording. All right, recording.